Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
We're lucky enough to be going down into the Geelong rooms now because a young gun from the Geelong Football Club, I think he was rocking a couple of hairstyles throughout the COVID shutdown. It might have been a bit of pink through the hair at some stage. Can you confirm or deny it's kicking up in the K-Rock box, Narks? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. How are you?
Very well. Am I right in saying there was a crew of you that might have just dabbled in the pink and through the hair?
Yeah, a few of us got pretty bored, I reckon, over the break. No, I wanted to do it for a while, so I had a friend that was a hairdresser and thought, why not?
Blake Schlensog might have got involved. Anybody else that partook?
Blake, yeah, he got involved. I actually came back and he looked at mine and he was like, you reckon I should go purple? So we're at the store and, yeah, he copped the purple and the next day he rocked up.
Narks, I'm up here with Chuck Berry, Mark Neild and Ben Casanilia. Just talk to us about your week this week, because I believe that you spoke to the boys around some of the Black Lives Matter issues and the anti-racism that we're pushing so hard, and we saw the action taken tonight with the black T-shirts and the kneel before the bounce. Can you talk to us about your little chat to the Geelong playing group this week?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm not the best at speaking up at times, but, you know, I was raised to always stand up against these sort of things. My mom and my grandfather really support it. So, you know, I was seeing my family protesting a lot, you know, fighting for this equality. And, you know, I wouldn't have been true to myself if I didn't stand up and say something. So, yeah, I thought I'd fling it around to some of the staff at Geelong and, you know, just wanted to play my part. And, you know, out of all my family, I've got a bit of a platform and, you know, work with the AFL and the football club. So, you know, I did the best I could and hopefully it was enough. And it's been a very, very good turnout with all their clubs contributing. And, yeah, I think it's really powerful.
What was your message to your teammates?
To me it's just fighting for equality. Like, it's not our fight anymore and we shouldn't have to put up with it. And another thing is just education. I reckon, you know, a bit like Paddy said in his interview the other day, that going through school, he never learned about Indigenous history and didn't really know about certain things. I know a lot of people that don't even know about Stolen Generations. So to me, it's just, you know, educating, and my teammates still have a lot to learn, I reckon, as well. So, you know, this was just a start this week. So hopefully we can keep supporting it and keep standing up for you know, that fight for equality.
Congratulations, Quinton. It's Darren Berry. There's Stand Proud going around the ground, and we saw it at the start of the match tonight. So well done on the role you've played for your people. And as you say, the word equality, that's all that you're after, and I think it's a great call. The game tonight, we thought at halftime it was pretty equal, but then after that, 10-1, Quinton. It was actually, you blew the Hawks away, which is no mean feat.
Yeah, no, it was, to be honest, all I can really say, it was just so much fun, like, around the contest, all us midfielders really backed each other. I thought we were good in tight. I thought our intensity, our tackling intensity was on point, and that just made it a lot better for everyone.
Joel Selwood, we haven't given our votes yet, but I reckon he might be right up the top of them, a four-quarter effort. I mean, what an inspiration he is for a young bloke like yourself coming to the club, Quinton. I think we've spoken to you about it before live on air, but I thought he was sensational tonight, and he might be one man that's really benefited from this little standoff, if you like.
Yeah, oh, he's a superstar, man. Like, leads from the front. That's the good thing about this club. Like, people like myself, Brandon Parfitt, all young midfielders, Cooper Stevens, he's talked about it as well.
Yep.
What better people to learn from? Patrick Dangerfield, 250 games. They're superstars of the game. So, as young boys, I reckon we should grab a hold of that opportunity and, you know, just keep learning from them.
For Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with catch youngster Quinton Narkle, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Quinton, well done tonight. Just on that point, I want to touch on that again. A lot is said when we talk about Geelong and the, you know, Selwood, Dangerfield, Duncan, Hawkins. These are the names that get mentioned. But one of the things that we spoke about really all night was a contribution of that, of the next generation coming through. And I think if you look at, like, yourself included, and particularly in the forward line, so you had, you know, Myers kicked a couple.
Three.
Atkins gets a couple. Those types of players, Delhouse got a couple. He's a little bit older, but I suppose within the group, you were saying then you want to look up to the Selwoods, et cetera. Can you explain to our listeners about what the interaction is like between that younger group coming through and the older ones?
Oh, it's unreal. Like, we... you know, we never get nervous or intimidated to go up and speak to them. And, you know, everyone has sort of their leader in their own group. So Greiser, Tom Atkins, you know, even Luke Dowhouse, to an extent, they've got Tom and down there, and he's always great, helping the boys, you know, setting up position wise, and that really helps them, and I reckon they get the most out of it. That probably showed tonight with Grind and Tom kicking a few goals, and their efforts up and down the ground were sensational.
Quentin, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Obviously a difficult time for everyone with the corona and being away from footy, and people obviously away from work and all sorts of things, but were you confident in your own mind? I suppose you're every player is his own best critic, but were you confident that you'd kept yourself pretty fit and you were ready to go when you come back and you'd done the work, even though it was by yourself, to be right and ready to play good footy?
Yeah, that was a big learning for me. I thought this break that we just had, it really helped me, and I was as professional as I could have been out of all the years I've been here. So it really helped me. I came back in reasonable shape, and, you know, just to get out there and play some footy and get the win. Yeah, it's just good to be back and playing footy, and everyone's in good nick.
Have you found it? Is it obviously the fitness work, but is it diet as well? As your sort of professionalism obviously come on leaps and bounds from when you first joined the footy club?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as a young player coming in, I didn't really know what professionalism was. So the last few years have been a bit of a struggle, you know, going home and coming back and doing all that travelling, but you know, I'm starting to get used to it now. Like I said before, we've got superstars of the game that help us, and great staff, great coaches that help me throughout that as well. And I'm sure they help a lot of the other boys. So, you know, it's been fantastic. And I'm starting to pick up on all the do's and don'ts over the breaks. And, yeah, that's one of the things I keep trying to learn on.
Nux, you've got three, four games here in this block. Obviously, ticked off one tonight, Carlton next week, Melbourne at the G and Gold Coast back here. Have you talked about using this block that you know of games to set yourself up and just lay that platform going into potentially some travel or a hub beyond this?
Yeah, we've talked about the games that we have at the Cattery, and you know, I think we play really well here, so that's a big advantage. So. But mainly I think we just take it week by week and, you know, just try to keep going and playing the best footy we can as a team. And I really think all the boys like playing down at the Cattery, and sort of gives us a bit of advantage.
Quentin, are you, how are the living arrangements going? Were you living with Brandon Parfitt and Asava Radigalea, yeah. I think, were you? Is that still happening, yeah. Or have you branched out?
Sav's actually moved out. He's got a friend from his hometown that he lives with now, but I'm still with Brandon Parfitt. So,
and how does that go?
We're pretty close.
You got it all down pat. Who's the cook and who's the wash, and how does that go?
I'd have to say Brandon's a cook. No, he's a really good cook. And I went to boarding school in a private school, so we didn't have many cooking classes throughout then.
So. And who's got the tidier bedroom?
I would have to say Brandon at the moment.
Right. Okay. So he's too zip at the minute. You've got what's your forte? Do you hang the washing out? What do you do to sort of chip in around the ranch?
Oh, I sort of just help out where I can. When Brandon's cooking, I'll help out and try to learn. I've still got to learn how to cook. So
okay. So
I always get in the kitchen and try to.
So when you get home after a hard day at the office and say, you know, what are you cooking up, Dale? What's your favourite? What does he cook up that you like?
He's really good at curries.
Curries. Yeah. Right. Okay. So that's absolutely superb. You're going to have to maybe, you would have had plenty of time during the pandemic to maybe watch a few cooking shows.
Yeah, that's a funny thing. I actually watch a lot of cooking shows and I enjoy it, but I just still don't know how to cook.
Okay.
Hey, Nux, we really appreciate your time. Well done with what you did with your playing group this week. Keep fighting the good fight, mate. And
great win.
I think here at K-Rock, we well and truly support equality and, of course, anti-racism and Black Lives Matter. So our thoughts with your people and ensuring that we can help you going forward, and we'll do what we can and to better understand what your people have been through. And we really appreciate you taking the time to have a few words with us about that tonight.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Quinton Arkell joining us down in the Geelong rooms. And, of course, he joins us thanks to Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.